This is VOA News, the Alamo. I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Monday for massive and speedy COVID-19 vaccination campaigns in both developed and developing countries. He urged rich nations to make their excess doses available to poor ones. Guterres made his comments in a virtual presentation at the World Economic Forum, which is being held online this year. He cautioned that if the virus mutates, it could become resistant to the newly developed vaccines. And he said vaccine production needs to be significantly scaled up. The Secretary General's remarks come as the global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 2 million and confirmed cases approach 100 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The vaccine rollout has been slow and clumsy in some of the richest nations, while virtually non-existent in some of the poorest. 1 week ago, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that 39 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine had been administered in at least 49 wealthier countries, but only 25 doses in one country, Guinea, that is designated as poor. In related news, a UN report released Monday said the world economy shrank by 4.3% last year, and 131 million more people were pushed into poverty because of the pandemic. In the U.S., Minnesota officials announced Monday they've identified a person infected with a highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading at an alarming rate in recent weeks in Brazil. This is the first report in the United States of the so-called P1 variant. The Minnesota Department of Health announced the discovery Monday, saying the case involved a Minnesota resident with a recent travel history to Brazil.